As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The national pastime.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
We're on the show. Hughley is out. Sean Bajani is in. Tyler Milner's on them steel wheels, as Luke Morrow calls it. Love that, by the way. Ones and twos is pretty slick, but the steel wheels is where it's at. Steel wheels. Oh, T-Mill on the steel wheels, baby.
That's even sexier.
That sounds like a late night, kind of maybe a little edgy talk show. Maybe you may throw a porn star or two in from time to time as a guest.
Remember, go ahead, Bajani.
You got a good idea for a podcast.
I might just steal that. Remember when I was starting out with you guys, Clint? Like, I'm talking the very first times I was running this show with you guys. We had a listener start texting in who listened every day with his mom, and he said his mom thought I sounded like one of them 1-800 number voices, like on a sex talk radio show or something.
Mom was trying to hit T-Mill.
I was like, damn, I didn't know I was putting that on. I guess I'm slick with it.
Yeah, I tell you what, we didn't know that these Astros were going to put off what they're putting off either. I don't know what that mama was interested in, but I know these, I don't know what she looked like, but I know these Astros are hot right now. I know that. It didn't take them long, Sean. They won five straight series. Then they had a little bit of a slide there, and then they come back. Didn't take them long to get back on that series winning side of things. They take two of three from the Rays, who the Rays were not only an extremely hot team. They snap a 9-game win streak, I think it was.
The Astros started that series with the Rays having won 8. Then, of course, they won that first game, so it was 9.
Yep.
And Astros take the last two.
The Astros, they break that streak with the Rays. The Rays, I believe, were the best team in the American League.
Yep.
I believe at the time. I'm not real sure where they sit now after
still
dropping two or three. Still there. Okay. But the Astros are hot, winning 6 of the last 7 series. That's crazy. That's right. 6 of the last 7 series, including I think the two that stick out there is the Guardians were hot and above 500 at least when the Astros took two of three from them. And then obviously the Rays this weekend. They're 27-19 since May 15. They've been one of the hotter teams in baseball over the last handful of weeks. 45-47 overall, 2.5 games back the Mariners in the division, and 1 game back in the wild card race. It was a big weekend, I think, for several reasons. We saw some good, we saw some bad. Spencer Arrighetti rebounded. Obviously needed yep. a good outing. He had a pretty good outing and it lost in game one, but it was a good outing. It wasn't the pitching that was a problem in that game. And then we don't see this much, but Hunter Brown in game two, I believe it was, the wheels came off and he had an uncharacteristically bad outing. But Yordan Alvarez was able to put an exclamation point on that thing in the bottom of 9 when he walked it off. And then that damn Peter Lambert, man. That damn Peter Lambert, boys, he just keeps doing his thing. I think I heard B. Scott talking about his last 8 starts. He's 5-1 or something like that. I mean, he is the sample size is getting bigger with Peter Lambert, and it's becoming more and more convincing, obviously, as we go along here. You talk about a great story coming out of, I guess, Japan last year and into the bigs this year. What a great story. He's pitching so well. But you can't talk about the Astros right now, Sean, without talking about the big fella.
Yeah.
What Yordan Alvarez is doing right now, he was 3-for-4 with 6 RBIs on July 4th. Happy birthday, America. And that's the game that he hit the home run to walk it off. Obviously in the MVP conversations right now and deservedly so, but boy, as long as he's in this lineup, Sean, he's the Astros have to be taken seriously moving forward.
There ain't no doubt about that. I mean, it's one of those things where Yordan has reached that point that we've seen him hit a few times over the years. He's gotten that Barry Bonds-esque treatment.
Yeah.
When you've got protection behind him, you know, when Walker's going good, you know, they bat Pena there for a little bit when he was healthy in that three spot, and it worked. They needed that to kind of get Yordan back on track, who was 0-16 for, you know, a couple of series ago and a little bit of a slide. But you don't see this kind of production and treatment from a guy but once every decade or so. I grew up with it, watching Barry Bonds get this kind of treatment.
That's right.
You know, to some other degree, Ken Griffey Jr., when he was healthy and rolling with the Seattle Mariners in his early days with the Cincinnati Reds, saw that because they were a rival of the Houston Astros in the NL Central. But this is just different level type stuff, and I don't think it's out of bounds. I don't think it's too much to say that Yordan Alvarez is absolutely the reason why the Astros remain, you know, a team to look out for. They are not here without him because of everything that they've gone through. The one constant this year has been Yordan Alvarez.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's just been so good. How good has Yordan Alvarez been? Well, here's his current statistics, right? He's currently leading all of baseball in OPS, on-base percentage, slugging, RBIs, total bases. He ranks first in the American League in extra base hits, first in homers with 29, first in hits with 104, first in runs, 62. He's second in batting average and fourth in walks. I mean, in a day and age where players are doing everything they can, including striking out more often, changing their swings mechanically to hit the long ball, Yordan Alvarez has the ability to really hit any pitch that he can reach out of the park, as well as hit for average. I ask y'all this, which, and I know before I ask it, Bijani, I know if you win one, you're probably going to win both, or you got a really good chance. If you were a hitter, would you rather have an MVP or a triple crown?
As a hitter?
By the way, triple crown, you lead Major League Baseball in average, home runs, and RBIs. That's your triple crown in Major League Baseball.
I mean, I guess individually, I would be more impressed. Like, hopefully it would be recognized. If you did get the triple crown, hopefully it's recognized
right.
with an MVP.
Well,
I know what you mean.
If he gets a triple crown, he's going probably going to get, unless the Astros just, I mean.
And damn, man, he might very well get the triple crown. He's one percentage point entering today behind Yandy Diaz for batting average. Diaz hitting .321, Yordan's at .320. And so he might very well get that at season's end. But from an individual standpoint, like an accomplishment, like, yeah, it's the average, the power, and the run production. That is the trifecta. If you're able to accomplish that as an individual, that just speaks to, one, your well-roundedness as a hitter.
Yeah.
It also speaks to probably the success of your baseball club, because you're getting on base and you're driving in guys that are getting on base ahead of you, yeah, and you're doing it with efficiency, hence the average, which nobody cares about anymore. But I still think that's absolutely ludicrous. Yordan is having one of those very, very special, complete, well-rounded.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday you'll hear us and see us chatting with big name celebrities,
and every Monday you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Did baseball seasons for a hitter,
you know, cross our fingers that he can stay healthy and keep up this tear, even just keep it up enough to have that the topic of conversation, right? Stay right there in the average, keep the home runs up to where it's something that we as fans can follow. It would be really cool if he could accomplish it, obviously, but even if he falls a tad bit short, it's going to be hella fun to, as an Astros fan, to follow it and obviously you know, cover it. So the Astros are rocking and rolling. We got a little bit more to dig into with the Stros. There is some talk out there, some reports that they may be awfully aggressive. I mean, really aggressive at the trade deadline. I got to get with Sean and find out, is that really a possibility? And if so, what does that look like? We'll discuss that as the show moves on here.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.